The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. One of the highlights of my summer was driving in the dark through the South Rift Valley in southern Kenya with wildlife researchers studying hyenas. The area we were in was on Maasai community lands near the Tanzania border, an area known for a remarkably high density in both spotted hyenas and their more elusive cousins, the striped hyena. So imagine my surprise when, in addition to the radio-collared hyenas in their study group, we spotted at the edge of the escarpment an aardwolf in the very same area. Though somewhat similar in appearance, this striped creature, at about 3.5 feet in length, was too small to be a striped hyena. But he was close because aardwolves are in the hyena family. However, they differ in many ways, one of them being that the larger part of their diet is made up of termites, in particular snouted harvester termites, although they also feed on maggots, grubs, and other soft-bodied invertebrates. But unlike most termite-feeding mammals, aardwolves do not dig into the nest. Instead, they simply lick up their prey. And they may consume up to 200,000 termites in a single night.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.